Bully bully bee, bully bully boo, zing zang zoo, a diddly dudly doo, a broom, ching, it's 1930 UTC, and yes, that is the actual correct time. It is 1930 UTC, unbelievable, and 1930 UTC means one thing, and one thing only, Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Welcome to today's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. And today, the committee has been taken over by the Dubious Morale Hunting Subcommittee. And now we've got a spot we need to... This is visible. We need to kind of hope nobody sees us. Okay, so here's what's going on. Today might be Mushroom Day. I thought today would be a good day to come out because we had some more sort of sprinkly rain last night, and I thought it was going to rain today, but apparently it hasn't. And so I thought we better go out and check. So where are we today? Well, we are at Tranquility Park. I snuck in the back way, had to walk half a mile, or 1 kilometer. And now I'm sort of on the bike path working my way towards the dead birch forest. I'm looking around on the ground and I did see some caprinus. So yay, at least something's growing, right? We got to stay out of the view of... We've got some bad visual angles, although I don't think it'll be bad in here. We do have to get up close to the road, which is Fort Street. But I think we're mostly clear. What's that smell? What is that smell? Do I smell mushrooms? Which way is the wind blowing? The wind is blowing from that direction, which is kind of easterly. I smell something, but now I'm smelling something else too. Okay, well, let's keep moving. Now, do I want to... What the hell is that smell? I'm smelling something else too. But it's not like fox or deer. It's more like... Well, I don't know. It might be something like dead raccoon, for all I know. Now, the big question is, do I want to keep following the path right here, or do I want to go overland? Do I want to get off the path? I do. I kind of want to look down here, though, but, yeah. This is not where we're normally finding stuff, so let's just take a look down here really quick. I'm not seeing much of anything. All right, let's retrace our steps a bit. Then we're going to get off the path. And we're going to start looking. All right, so here we go. Off the path we go, and there's little stuff growing up. This I think is nettles. This is, I don't know what this is. This is some kind of mint. And this is that spiky stuff that likes to grab onto your clothes and never lets go. So we've got some plants growing up out of the forest floor. The tallest stuff is almost up to my knee. Everything else is just kind of 6 to 10 inches. Call it 15 to 20 centimeters. Oh, what's this over here? I found some caprinus. Yeah, here's an old tree that has cracked at its stump and it has fallen over. And there's a nice, a couple of nice little flushes of caprinus around here. Very cool. We love caprinus. Everybody loves caprinus. There's nothing to not love about Caprinus, but that's not what we're looking for. If I haven't made myself perfectly clear, today we are looking for Morchella esculenta, also known as the yellow morel, sometimes known as the white morel, depending on who you ask. But that's pretty much all we got around here in the way of morels. I've never found any other morels around here. Oh, and up by this log, up by this tree that has fallen over, there was some Caprinus up there. It has completely inked out. Caprinus comes up fast and it goes away fast. So that was 3 days ago. It has been raining a little bit, fairly decently. A lot of light rains that last a while, so we're getting some good soak. But I'm not sure if we're getting the entire volume of water that we really need. So let's keep moving. I keep pausing to look up into some little areas of trees and stuff, and no, I'm not seeing much over there. It's usually right around this area here that we start seeing them. We're about, not quite 50 yards south of the dead birch forest. I'm checking all these areas because there's lots of logage and there's lots of good areas. But yeah, no, not seeing anything. Not seeing anything yet. It's a nice day. There's a little bit of a breeze. It's over 70 degrees Fahrenheit. It's probably about 75. Call it 23 degrees Celsius. It's sunny. Very few clouds in the sky. And I've got my shorts on. I've got my beige colored shorts on today. With my teal t-shirt, feeling pretty fashionable. I've got multiple paper bags in my pocket, along with a utility knife, in case we stumble across any mushrooms. I also have my camera, and I have one other piece of equipment with me, this one. In case we ever find any morels, that will be the warning signal. That will be the signal of success. You will know that I have found something if you hear that siren. I want to wander over here real quick. Did I see something over here? What am I? No? Okay. Got a lot of sun dappling. We do actually have some leaves on these trees. What kind of trees do we have around here? There's an elm. We got some maple trees right next to me. Little maples. Another elm over there. Maple. What are these? Maples. And there are leaves now. We do have leaves out on the tall trees. And that is creating a sun-dappled effect on the forest floor. Which means there's bright spots. And shady spots, and that can sometimes trick the eye. And I don't like to be tricked. Well, sometimes I do. It depends on the context. Alright, we're almost to the dead birch forest. Yeah, well, technically I think we are there. So we need to really start paying attention now. These are some areas that I usually can find some mushrooms. But before we go over there, I just want to check this moss. Yeah, we got a good little hunk of moss growing around here on this dirt. And it's starting to bloom. I like blooming moss. I don't know why. It just looks interesting. You think, oh, that's a plant? That doesn't look like a plant. Does it make flowers? What kind of plant is that? What? I don't understand the moss. All right, let's get back over here. I'm going to take my sort of traditional path. Whenever I come in here, the first time of the year, I have a specific entrance vector. Just because it's traditional. And it gives me a mental reference point. Because I think, okay, I know where to look. If I start walking here, I know, you know, I need to look over there, I need to look there, I need to look there. There, there, and there. And blah-de-dee-blah-de-dee-blah. All right, so what's going on in the dead birch forest? Looks like one or two of the dead birch trees are down. Got to lose one every once in a while. Okay, yeah, so, geez. So there's... In a few years, the dead birch forest will no longer exist because all of the dead birch trees will have fallen down. But we still have it for today. And can I smell it yet? No, actually, the wind is blowing the wrong way, so I don't smell the birchy smell yet. The birchy smell of, I don't know, whatever it is. Glycerol ester of wood rosin? No, that's not right. Ester. Ooh, hey, look at this. There's a jack in the pulpit. Interesting. Growing right here. Oh, look at that one. That one fell over recently. Okay. We are pretty much now in the hot zone. We gotta really pay attention now. And keep our eyes on the ground. Keep looking down. That is my advice. You want to find some mushrooms? Keep looking down. Yeah, a couple of new trees have fallen. They've been cut up a little bit here and there so that the bike path isn't interrupted. There are a few bikers in here today, I've noticed. Haven't had any come by yet. But we're also getting close to Fort Street. And I think we're good. There's not really a lot of leaves on the trees to really keep us hidden, but the great thing about this is because of the hill and everything, the eastbound traffic won't see us. And we're going to be fairly well hidden from the westbound traffic. I don't think anybody's going to care. Hopefully no cops will see us. Maybe I should have worn some camouflage clothing. Nah. Because that makes it look like I'm trying to hide. See, the way I'm dressed right now, I can always claim, what? Which is my, you know, favorite answer to give to cops. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. What? Cops love me. All right. I'm checking this forward part of this area, and I'm not seeing anything. We got to get back behind there. There's a lot of fallen logs right here and a lot of trees, and we cannot get through the forest right here. So we kind of have to walk around over to this section and come back in from the back side. So, let's work our way around. And wait, yeah, there's a spot over here that we need to check. Where is that? Yeah, right in here somewhere. Do I see anything in here? Give me some mushrooms, my... favorite mushroom gods. My mushroom gods will smile upon me because they know that I love them. My love for the mushroom gods is real. And they will reward me for my love. For my love, for my love. They will grant mushrooms from above. For my love. Wait. No, just a leaf. A leaf in the sun. Okay, come on. Let's find some stuff. Let's find some golden treasures. And, okay. We got one. Here's a golden treasure. Right at my foot. Right here. And he's burnt. Oh, he's burnt. He's burnt. Okay, well, what do we do first? Oh, I just heard a loud sound. Something just went snap. Something is either running through the forest or a bicyclist. But I have found the first morel mushroom of the season. And it actually looks like it's a couple of days old. And it's been in the sun. And so it's a little burnt on the top. Let's see if I can get a photo of this bad boy. Click. Now the big question is, oh yeah, he's all dried out and everything. Do I want to harvest this bad boy? Do I want to harvest this bad boy? He's not really worth eating because he's messed up. And he's probably already all spored out. Okay. I think just under principle, okay, here's my bicyclist. Where is he going? I need to get off the path here. And let's get this guy. Get my paper bag ready. Oh, and there's some other species of mushroom over here. And what's that? Oh, I think I see another burnt one. Okay, first things first. Stop panicking. Put the camera back in my pocket. Take the knife out of my mouth. And we're gonna take this one, this toasty dude here. Boom. Alright. First mushroom found in the bag. Alright, so now behind me, there's a log, and there's some cool little coprinus types growing in the log. But then behind the log, wait, how can I get to this bad boy? Behind the log, there's a little morel. Wait, watch this. Oh, and look, here's a brown cup. Awesome. We got brown cups and morels and little coprinus dudes all within 1 meter of each other. Okay, yeah. Here's another morel. I'm not going to photograph this one. And this thing is wrecked. It is just absolutely sunburnt and toast. I'm going to take it, though. I'm going to take it and I'm going to throw it in my yard to see if it'll spore out. Okay, so now that we know that there's some right here in this area, we need to stop moving around so crazy. Don't step on that beautiful brown cup either. And start looking. Start looking. All right, let me just move over here a bit. Oh, somebody's been here. I have found a stalk. I have found a stalk that's been cut off. Somebody has beaten us to the mushrooms. Oh boy. Yeah, at the end of this log, there's some other sticks. There was a mushroom growing right here, a morel. Somebody cut it off right there. Okay, well, that means they're growing. We're on them. We have found two. Are there any more? Did whoever beat me to these find them all? Well, obviously they didn't, because we have found two. So let's keep on looking here. Oh, do I want to look up there? No, I want to look over here. Because this is where I know We gotta come in from the other side though, right? How are we gonna do this? Yeah, so cool motorcycle guy drives by on Fort Street. And does he actually have a cool motorcycle? No, he's got a Honda with saddlebags. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not disparaging Honda motorcycles. Honda motorcycles have their place, which is on a dirt track. Honda motorcycles have no business in Sturgis, South Dakota. Okay, so here's a load of coprinus next to this known coprinus generating tree. Very nice, very nice. Looking around for more morels. You know, the funny thing is I actually did sort of think about coming out here last night when it was still raining. But it was raining kind of hard and it was kind of cold. And I kind of wasn't feeling super great. And so I was like, nah, I don't wanna. And I just knew. And I thought to myself, I really better go out there because they're popping right now. I don't wanna get wet. I don't wanna be cold. And because of that terrible decision, I have apparently lost out on the golden treasures, Moschella esculenta, our favorite mushroomy friend. Okay, so where do I want to look next? We got to move into the back area, which means we got to come around like this, that, and the other thing. Nah, here's a golf ball. I do hate finding golf balls because they do look strangely like morel mushrooms. And puffballs, and a lot of different other kinds of mushrooms, for that matter. And we gotta check over there by these trees, because I always find some over here. And I hope no cops drive by, because I am now kind of visible. As long as they're looking. But I suspect nobody's looking at me. Da 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 da. Give me some more mushrooms. See, I should be looking in this ditch over here, this drainage ditch. Now it seems to me like I always find some hiding between these logs or under these logs. This is a favorite place of theirs to hide. Not seeing any though. But then again, I'm not seeing any cut off stalks either, so. It's kind of warm in here. I'm in direct sunlight. That's not fun. That's not good for our little toadster. All right, now. This is a good spot. This is where all the little twigs and branches fall off the trees and all the bark falls. Grass is trying to hide them from us. But if they're still here, I will find them. I will find them. I will triumph. You know, I think this is going to be an extended season too. The way the weather's been, I think we're going to have an extended long morel mushroom season. So we're going to come out again after it rains again, because I know we're going to get multiple flushes. I just know it. So I'm looking around and I'm not seeing any more yet. Oy. How about down here in the drainage ditch that has bent around? And seems to me like I have found a couple over here. Yeah, I gotta check this log. This log tends to hide some. I know you're in here somewhere, you clowns. We got to find one more. I just want to find one more live on the show today. Let's duck under this tree and come around here, because it seems like I remember finding some back over here. And what do we got? What do we got? Keep looking, Tobe. Keep looking. All right, well, before we move up into that zone, I want to come over here and I want to take a look at the base of this newly fallen tree. One of the dead birch trees has fallen over. It has fallen over fairly recently. All the dirt around it is all loose and everything. And, okay, not seeing much around here, but this is going to be a fun place for fungus very soon. It's a fun for fungus zone. Hey, what was that sound? Oh, I thought it was a big bird. No, it's just some bicyclists coming through. I don't think they can even see me back here. Da-da-da-da, I'm so stealth. Da-da-da-da, the stealthiest person ever. All right, now we gotta check this zone up in here. We gotta check this zone. This is the back end of that logged out zone. And I'm looking. I'm looking for my Esculenta buddies. I'm all bent over. I'm got my eyes less than 60 centimeters from the ground. Looking for that distinctive mushroom shape. But instead I found a bone. I have found what appears to be a deer rib bone. Okay, and there's some more bones around here. I'm looking for bones and mushrooms. Wait, I'm looking for mushrooms. I don't care about any bones. I'm looking. We need to go up in here like this. This is a little tricky. There's a lot more branches down and a lot of sticks trying to grab me. And let's get low. Let's get low to the ground. I'm not seeing anything else back in here. Although, the good news is, I'm also not finding any cut-off stalks. So, that's good news. We got bicyclists biking by. We've got our little Tobster sitting on a log, looking at the forest floor, having a good time. Well, this has been interesting. I'm not sure we're actually having the full main flush. We did actually manage to find two mushrooms, two Marcella esculentas, but they were old. They popped it like 2 days ago. And I'm remembering, yeah, that was when we had that kind of heavy rain day, is my guess. Which means we haven't had the full flush yet. So one more good rain and we're going to have a lot more mushrooms to look for. Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Looking for Morel Mushrooms Committee, a show that every rains every day, the show that is a show and is okay. I'm going to stay here. You can go away.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of